Random House Audiobooks presents The Andromeda Strain by Michael Crichton. Read for you by Chris Noth. The Andromeda Strain. A man with binoculars. That is how it began, with a man standing by the side of the road, on a crest overlooking a small Arizona town on a winter night. Lieutenant Roger Shawn must have found the binoculars difficult. The metal would be cold, and he would be clumsy in his fur parka and heavy gloves. His breath hissing out in the moonlit air would have fogged the lenses. He would be forced to pause to wipe them frequently using a stubby gloved finger. He could not have known the futility of this action. Binoculars were worthless to see into that town and uncover its secrets. He would have been astonished to learn that the men who finally succeeded used instruments a million times more powerful than binoculars. There is something sad, foolish, and human in the image of Shawn, leaning against a boulder, propping his arms on it, and holding the binoculars to his eyes. Though cumbersome, the binoculars would at least feel comfortable and familiar in his hands. It would be one of the last familiar sensations before his death. We can imagine and try to reconstruct what happened from that point on. Lieutenant Shawn swept over the town slowly and methodically. He could see it was not large, just half a dozen wooden buildings set out along a single main street. It was very quiet. No lights, no activity, no sound carried by the gentle wind. He shifted his attention from the town to the surrounding hills. They were low, dusty, and blunted, with scrubby vegetation and an occasional withered yucca tree crusted in snow. Beyond the hills were more hills, and then the flat expanse of the Mojave Desert, trackless and vast. The Indians called it the Country of Lost Borders. Lieutenant Shawn found himself shivering in the wind. It was February, the coldest month, and it was after 10. He walked back up the road toward the Ford Econovan with the large rotating antenna on top. The motor was idling softly. It was the only sound he could hear. He opened the rear doors and climbed into the back, shutting the doors behind him. He was enveloped in a deep red light, a night light, so that he would not be blinded when he stepped outside. In the red light, the banks of instruments and electronic equipment glowed greenly. Private Lewis Crane, the electronics technician, was there, also wearing a parka. He was hunched over a map, making calculations with occasional reference to the instruments before him. Shawn asked Crane if they were certain they had arrived at the place, and Crane confirmed that they had. Both men were tired. They had driven all day from Vandenberg in search of the latest scoop satellite. Neither knew much about the scoop,